AP Update, I'm Tim McGuire. 35 years ago today, John Lennon was shot and killed by Mark David Chapman as a former Beatle walked with his wife Yoko Ono in the courtyard of the Dakota apartment building where they lived in New York. Today, a crowd gathered in Central Park across from that building. Warren Levinson has more.
About 100 people gathered in Central Park across the street from where Lennon lived and died. But increasingly, the crowd is salted with those too young to know him as a living figure, meaning the kids whose parents constantly told them to turn down that noise pass the music on to their own kids, like 27-year-old Elizabeth Wagner.
This is what I grew up listening to. This is what I grew up listening, you know, singing in the car and, you know, going on road trips and listening to every single Beatles album.
The next Beatle would have turned 75 in October. Warren Levinson, New York.
Chapman, serving a 20-year-to-life sentence, was last denied parole in 2014. AP Update, I'm Tim McGuire.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.